Today we're going to be starting Hilchos Avodas Kechavrim v'Chukos Heyam, the laws of idolatry and their statutes in the Mishneh Torah. Standard Rambam, this will be on Daf Chaf Ches, page 55. Hilchos Avodas Kechavrim v'Chukos Heyam, the laws of idolatry and the idolatrous statutes. Yesh v'chlalon nun alav mitzvahs, included here are 51 mitzvahs. Shtei mitzvahs aseim and tes mitzvahs los asei. Two positive commandments and 49 negative ones. This is praton. These are the details. Aleph, shalipnas achar avodas kechavim. One, it's a prohibition not to turn after idols. Veish lalosar achar hir alei v'riyasenayim. Not to turn after bad thoughts of the heart and visions of the eye. Gimel shlo legadev, not to curse the name of Hashem. Dalet shlo yavad osa kederach avodasa, not to serve an idol in the manner in which it is usually served. Hey shlo yishtachvala, a specific prohibition not to bow down to it. Vav shlo lasas pesel leatzmo, not to make an idol for his own use. Zayin shlo lasas pesel afilu lacherem, not to make an idol even for others. Ches shlo lasas tzuras afilu lenoi, not to make certain images, even if they're just for beauty, not to be served. Tes, shlaladiach achir machreha, not to influence others to worship idols. Yud, lisrofir anedachas, to burn a city which everyone has worshipped idols. Yud alef, shlalavnosa, not to rebuild that city. Yud bey, shlalahonis mikol mamona, not to have any benefit from all of its money. Yud gimel, shlalahasis yochid avodas kechavim laovda, not to influence an individual to serve other gods, idols. Yudala shalev hamesis, not to show any love to the influencers trying to influence others to worship idols. Tazvav shalolazav sinasa, not to withhold hatred from him. Dazayin shalolatzilo, not to save him. Yudzayin shalolalamadol of schus, not to teach any merit when he's being tried. Yudches shalayimna milalamadol of chova, not to, you are prohibited not to say something bad. If you have something bad to say at the trial, you're not allowed to not say it. You must say it, in other words. Yitesh shlo lisnabe b'shma, not to prophesize in the name of an idol. Chof shlo lishmo minam lisnabe b'shma, not to listen to the one who prophesizes in the name of an idol. Chofalab shlo lisnabe b'sheker v'afilu b'shem Hashem, not to prophesize falsely, even in the name of God. Chof bei shlo logam arigis navi sheker, not to be afraid of killing a false prophet. Chof gimel shlo lishma b'shem avodas kechavim, not to swear in the name of an idol. Chav dalot shalasas ov, not to make a kind of sorcery known as ov. Chav hei shalasas yidoni, not to make a kind of sorcery, or actually these are necromancies of talking to the dead, known as yidoni. Chav vav shalahavir lamolech, not to pass your children through the fire for the god Molech. Chav zayin shalahakam matzeva, not to set up a kind of altar or image known as a matzeva, or a monument, as we'll see. Chav ches shalahashtachvas alevem maskis, not to bow down on stones, which was a kind of stones used for the practice of idolatry. Choftesh lolita asherah, not to plant a tree that was associated with idolatry. Lamed la'abed avodas kechavim v'cholanasa b'shvila, to destroy idols and anything made for its sake. Amnalav shlo lehonis b'avodas kechavim v'chol mishamsheha, not to have any benefit from idolatry or anything used for idolatry. Lamed bei shlo lehonis b'tzipui ne'avad, not to have any benefit from the coverings, the plating, the gold or silver plating of an idol. Lamed gimel shlo lichos brislav di kechavim, not to make a treaty with idolaters. Lamed dalet shlo lachun aleihem, not to show them grace and kindness. Lamed ches, lamed hei shlo yishvu atzenu, not to let idolaters dwell in our land. Lamed vav shlo lidomus b'minhagosam or b'malbusham, not to imitate their customs or garments. Lamed zayin shlo lenacheish, not to interpret superstitious omens. Lamed ches shlo liksom, not to make different kinds of enchantment and fortune telling. Lamed tes shlo onein, not to interpret the days as being significant in a kind of omen sort of way. Mem shlo lachbar chaver, not to utter different kinds of incantations to get, sometimes used for sickness, to heal through incantations. Memalav shlo lidru shlo mesem, not to inquire of the dead and seek to commune with them. Membeiz and men gimel shlo lishol ba'ov and shlo lishol biadoni, not to inquire of Ov and Yadoni. These are different forms of attempting to communicate with the spirits using different bones and different methods that will be seen in the text itself. Memdalet shlo lechashev, not to perform magic. Memhei shlo lehakev pas rosh, not to shave off the corners of the hair on the head. Memvav shlo lehashlus pas zaken, not to destroy the corners of the hair on the beard. Memzayin shlo yadeish ade isha, a man is not supposed to wear the clothing of a woman. Memches shlo tade isha klizayin vade ish, a woman is not supposed to wear a man's clothing, including weapons. Memtesh lo lichtuv kaka, not to write with tattoo on the body. Nun shlo lehizgodeid, not to scratch oneself and injure oneself as a form of mourning. Nanalev shlo lasis kar chalmeis, not to tear out one's hair over the dead, also as a form of mourning. Ubir kol mitzvos ha'ele b'prokamelu. The explanation of all of these mitzvos will be in the following chapters. Perek Rishon, the first chapter. Aleph, Bimei Enosh, in the time of Enosh, the grandson of Adam Arishon, Ta b'nei ha'adam ta'az gadol, people made a very bad mistake. B'nivara atzas chachmei osadar, and a bad error was made by the sages of that generation. B'neshatzma m'natom haya, Enosh himself was one of those people who made this mistake. Zuhai said to listen, the following was their mistake. Amr, they said, since God created the stars and the spheres to rule the world, and he put them up in the heavens, and he gave them honor, they are like the servants who serve him. So it's fit to praise them and to glorify them and to honor them. And they said that this was the will of God, to give greatness and honor to that which God made great and honorable. Just like the king wanted to respect those who stand before him. This is the honor of the king. And this is the terrible mistake that they made. It wasn't idolatry yet, but it was just the idea of respecting and honoring the heavenly bodies. Kivin shalad avos dalib, but once this arose in their heart, ischilu livnus lekachav mecholos l'akav ram karbanos l'shapkum ofaram bedvarim. They started building temples for the stars, bringing them sacrifices in order to praise them and glorify them with words and prayers. L'shapkos l'molam atabat to them k'ilahazik rotzim bara b'daitim ara, in order to fulfill God's will according to their wrong opinion. That was the principle of idolatry as it began. That's what those who served it and really understood it said. They believed in God, and these were just the servants of God who should be respected and honored. It's not that they said that there is no God except for the star. This is what Yirmiyahu said. Who does not fear you, King of all the nations? Because for you it is fit, for in all of the wise men of the nations and all of their kingdoms there is no one like you. And in one thing that they make an error and they're foolish, that they follow the vanity of the wood of the idol, klomar. It means to say like this. They all know that you, God, are alone, the only true God. But their error and their foolishness is that they think that this vanity is your will. In other words, they think it is your will to respect and offer sacrifice and so on to these stars. After many days, false prophets arose among men. V'yomer, they said, Shekel Tziva, that God commanded V'yomer Lam and told them, Ivdu Kochav Ploni, or Kolak Achavim, serve this star, or serve all of the stars. Because until now, the beginning wasn't really serving the stars. It was just respecting and honoring them. But these prophets said, no, you're supposed to serve these stars. V'krivolo, v'niskolo, kach v'kach. and bring for him a sacrifice and a libation such and such. Vnulo Hekel built for him a temple. And here's another point that they added. Vasu tsuraso, and make his image. So that everyone, all of the people, the women, the children, and the ignorant people, should bow down to him. All of the people of the land. And then he told them a certain image that he made up in his heart. The Amr, and he said, this is the image of such and such a star that he was informed in his prophecy. And so they started making these images in the palaces and in the temples. The Tasulanas, and under the trees, Brashiaharim, on top of the mountains, Walagvas, on the high places. They would gather together and bow to them. And they would tell all the people, Shizuat Sara, Hatsura, Nativa Maria, Varayla Ovdol, Yermimana, that this image either does good to them or bad to them, and it's fit to serve it and to fear it. Ukohaneim Omrim, the priests would say lahem to them, Shibavadazu terrible v'tatzlichu, if you serve it in this way, you will increase and be successful. Vasakach v'kach, v'tazakach v'kach, do such and such, don't do such and such. V'skilu kozu macherim lamod, then other liars arose. V'lomar, they said, Shekoch av atzmo, galgalo malach dibrimahim. It was no longer God who spoke to them and said, worship the star, but the star itself, or the sphere itself, or some kind of angel spoke to them. But Muhammad said to them, Ivduni, serve me, b'kach b'kach, in such and such a way. So here's a third step, where God is totally being left out now. And he informed them the way of the service. And do this and don't do that. In other words, he told them what to do and not to do in the name of this star, or sphere, or angel. And this spread in the whole world, lavas atzuris, bavodas mishunas, zumazu, to serve these images in services different from one another, lahakrav lahem, and to bring sacrifices to them, lishtachvas, and to bow. Kevinshoch hayamim, once long time passed, nishtakach Hashem anichbad, vanara mipikol yikum umidaitam. The name of the honored and awesome God was totally forgotten from all people and from their knowledge. Lo yikiru, they didn't recognize him altogether. And into kolam haaretz hanashim vaktanim, so all of the people, the women, the children, einam yodim el hatzura shel eitz v'shel aven, they only know about the image of wood or of stone. V'heichol shel avanim, and the temple of stone, shenizchanchu mikatnusim, from in which they were trained from childhood. V'shtachos la, to bow to it, u'la'avda, and to serve it, u'lishava v'shma, to swear in its name. And their wise men, like the priests, and so on, the regular people thought that the image itself was a god. The priests also forgot that there was a god, and they thought that what is the god is the star or the sphere which these images represent, which they imitate. The creator of the world, there was no one who recognized him, or who knew him, just a few individuals in the whole world. He lists some of the righteous people who did know God. The world kept on going in this way until the pillar of the world, Avram Avinu, was born. Lacha Gimel. Kevin Shenigmal Eisan Zel. Once this mighty man grew up, Hiskel Shoshit B'daitu. He started thinking around with his knowledge. Vukadmon. He was still really a child. Hiskel Achshav B'yomu B'layla. He was thinking day and night. Like to me, he was wondering, Hey, Chavshashia Galgal Azanog Tamed Lo Yila Mamig. How can the sphere be controlling all of the stars and not having someone control and make it move? Miyisavavasa. Who's turning it? Ki yef shishu sabav satsma, it cannot turn itself. V'haylo malamed v'lo medir davar. There was no one to teach him and to inform him. And a mushka bur kastim in avdi kachavim hatipshin. He was immersed in the place or kastim among foolish idolaters. V'yav v'imo v'chalam avdi kachavim. His father, his mother, all of the people were idolaters. V'ovid imahim. He served together with them. Believer Mishot to Maven, but his heart was searching and understanding. And Chihizik Derech Ha'emes until he understood the truth. Ve'evin Kavat Tzedek, and he understood the righteousness. Mitvunoso Anachona, from his own proper wisdom. Ve'yada Sheishem Alaka Echad, he knew that there was one God. Umanaga Galgo, who controls the sphere. Ubar Akal, who created everything. Ve'im B'chalanin Tzelaka Chutz Mimeno, and there is not in existence any God besides him. Ve'yada, and he knew Shekol Olam Tolim, that the whole world is in error. And he also understood what caused them to make this mistake, how they started serving the stars and then the images until they forgot the truth altogether. Avram was 40 years old when he recognized his Creator. The Ravid says, Avram, there's an Agadic teaching that he was 3 years old. As it says, Ekev Shasham Avram Bakoli. Because Avram listened to my voice, Minyan Akev, for the number Akev, whose numerical value is 172, Avram lived 175 years. So Akev, Ashishama Bakoli, for 172 years he listened to my voice, because after 3 years old he already recognized me. At any rate, Kesef Mishnah points out that in our version of the Gemara there is one opinion that he was 48 years old, and apparently the Rambam had a different reading in his text. It's at 40 years old. At any rate, you can reconcile the two Midrashic opinions, 3 or 40, to say that at 3 he started his search, and he came to a full-fledged and total recognition by the age of 40. The Rambam continues, Kivin Shehikav Yada, once Avraham recognized and knew, Hizchel Hashik Chuvas Abnei Or Kastin, he started giving reputations to the people of Ur Kasdim, ularach dinim mahim, and to debate them, ularmer, to say shein zu derech ha'emes shatem holchem ba, this is not the true path that you are following. V'shibrat slamim, and he broke the idols. V'hizchel hodia la'am shein roi la'avod ela l'elka ha'olam, and he started telling the people that it's not right to serve anyone but the God of the universe. And it's not right to bow down and to bring sacrifice and libations. So he did this so that the people, the creatures who come, should know God. Also he said, it's the right thing to break and destroy all of the images. Like the people who are making a mistake and saying that there is no God but these images. Once he was bringing very strong proofs to his view, the king Nimrod wanted to kill him, and a miracle happened to him, and he went out to the city of Choron. He started calling out with a loud voice to the whole world, to let them know that there is one God for the whole world, and it is right to serve Him. Avram would go and gather the people from city to city, and he was going from country to country. And Shigira is Canaan till he reached the land of Canaan. Vukare, there he called out. Shinam, as it says, Vyika Sham Bashem Hashem Kilolam, he called there in the name of God, the eternal God. Ravid says, Amar Abraham, Vatamani, Shehayisham Shem Ve'aver, Echo Hayamochim. I have a question. Shem and Aver were in the land of Canaan. They were among the righteous people who believed in the one God. Why didn't they stop it? Ve'avshikimochim Hayu. And perhaps they did stop it. Except they never had an opportunity to break the idols. Because people would hide the idols from Shem and Aver. And Shabavram v'shibat salmeyam, until Avram came and broke the idols of his father. But the Kesef Mishnah and the Migdal Oz defend the Rambam against the Ravid, and they say they don't understand why the Ravid feels that Shem and Aver never had an opportunity to break idols because people hid their idols from them. Migdalay says we find some of the evil kings of Israel who worship idols openly in the time of the prophets, and they didn't care what the prophets said, and the prophets weren't able to stop them. So just because there are righteous people doesn't mean that people can't practice idolatry at the same time. What Shem and Eber did is they influenced their circle of disciples to worship the one God. They didn't go out and publicly break idols and try to combat this. And that's why Abraham was so special, so unique. V'kivin shehayu ha'am miskatzen elav. When the people would gather together to Abraham, shol alo advarav, and they would ask him about what he's doing, he would explain to each person according to that person's knowledge, until he returned him to the path of truth, until thousands and tens of thousands of people gathered around him. These were known as the people of the household of Abraham. And they implanted in their hearts this main principle. The Chibur Bosfarim, he wrote books about this. Vodil Yitzchak Bno, then he passed on this knowledge to his son Yitzchak. The Yoshev Yitzchak Melamed Masir, Yitzchak sat also teaching and warning people against idolatry and teaching them the faith in God. The Yitzchak Odil Yaakov Bno Lamed, Yoshev Melamed Masir Kolan Nilvim Elov, Yitzchak taught his son Yaakov, and he appointed him to teach, and he sat, and he taught, and strengthened all of those that followed his way. Yaakov avinu limud banav kulam. Yaakov taught all of his sons this knowledge of God. Yivdu Levi, and he set aside Levi especially. Minar rosh, and he appointed him as the head in this matter. B'shiva b'shiva l'lamader Hashem alishma mitzvahs Avraham. And he sat him in a yeshiva, in an academy of study, to teach the ways of God and to keep the commandment of Abraham. He commanded his sons not to interrupt, not to make a break in the descendants of Levi, one leader after another, so that they shouldn't forget the teachings. And this matter became stronger and stronger in the sons of Yaakov and in those who joined them. And there was formed a whole nation in the world who knew God. Until the Jews spent a long time in Egypt, and they relearned the acts, the ways of idolatry, and to serve idols like them, chutz mishevet Levi, shamed b'mitzvos avos, except for the tribe of Levi that remained standing in the commandment of the patriarchs. U'mi'olam lo avet shevet Levi avodas kechavim, the tribe of Levi never served idols. U'kamat ket ha'yarikah shishos al Avram neker, v'chos b'nei Yaakov litos olam utiyusan. Practically, the root that had been implanted by Avram, the principle, was almost uprooted. And then the sons of Yaakov would have gone back to the errors and the perversions of the world. But because God loved us, because he kept the oath with Abraham, he chose Moshe, our teacher, the teacher of all of the prophets, and he sent him. Once Moshe's prophecy began, and God chose Israel as his inheritance. Echtir b'mitzvahs, he crowned them with his commandments. V'din derech avodasa, and he let them know how to serve him. U'mayyeh mitzvah avodas kechavim v'chol ha'tov me'acharav. As well as the rules governing idolatry and all those that err and follow the idolatrous ways.